This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. We got time for you if you want to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in the studio tonight with you here, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Coming up, the latest on Cody Wilson. We've also got Johnson with a story about Facebook employees suing their employer.
Yes.
We'll tell you why coming up here in moments. But first, Jay is still on the line with us listening in Florida. He's a newer listener to Free Talk Live, having discovered us from Roger Paxton's show, The Lava Flow, which is a great libertarian podcast that I think is delivered basically weekly. Anyway, Jay, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were beginning to tell us you wanted to get involved, get active down there for campaigns, and I wanted to make sure I had a chance to explain what your motivations were or what you were up to. Go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. But just right now, if you had the town hall report playing where it said, you know, Trump was saying, well, we want to respect your sovereignty and you, we want you to respect ours. And all I could think about is, yeah, how do we respect other people's sovereignty when we have all these military bases, you know, in everybody else's country, on everybody else's border? Like, nobody else is really doing that to us. I'm tired of that hypocrisy. So I think I want to take, you know, political steps to hopefully, you know, build something a little bit more ideologically sound for the future. It seems like a good way to go. And I just, it's hard to find like-minded libertarians in the real world. And it's
no doubt. I know exactly what it's like. What part of Florida are you calling from, if you don't mind?
Well, I'm in Tampa right now, but I'm actually in the Carolinas. I'm just driving through.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha. Well, it's hard to find libertarians everywhere, not just Tampa, not just North Carolina. And so what I would recommend that you look into is what Roger Paxton and the three of us here in the studio did, which is to pick up your life from where you are and make a migration for liberty. Come to a place where there are more libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists per capita than any other place in the world, and that is here in New Hampshire. Now, I don't know how long you've been listening to Roger's show, but I imagine he's talked about this before, hasn't he?
Well, I've heard Roger talk about it. I've heard Woods talk. I've heard a lot of people talk about it. I have a little girl back in North Carolina, so that move is not happening as much as I wish it could.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Family is the number one reason, and I think it should be the number one reason.
Well, family should be the number one reason why you move, because New Hampshire is the number one place to raise a family. But then again, is this like a divorce situation where you can't?
It
sounds like.
Definitely like a divorce situation. It's in that wonderful, fault-free child support system and the family support system, which has just been a pleasure to work with.
Oh, God.
Total pleasure.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that. Here's another option for you. If you're striking out on doing anything local with libertarians, because again, the pickings are slim in that case, you can always help out us here in New Hampshire remotely. There are groups here in New Hampshire that
lots
could
of different
use
projects, yeah.
Volunteer help from the outside. There's a group called the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that actually takes every single year. They look at the legislation that's being put forth here, and they have a review process, and they need volunteers to review that stuff. Obviously, there's, you know, web design kind of, you know, behind-the-scenes action that can be taken here. Yeah, my point there being, if New Hampshire is the best place for liberty, and if we've got the most activists and the most, you know, sway and the most influence here, then it makes, if you want to see liberty happen somewhere, it makes the most sense to put your efforts behind the place where it's happening the most, even if it's not right where you are. But obviously, that's a hard pitch for me to make to anybody. It's like, yeah, don't spend your time focusing on North Carolina. Spend it on New Hampshire. But, you know, if you want to see liberty succeed, we've got to concentrate our efforts. And I think we've shown crystal clear here over time that concentrating efforts makes a difference, and it works.
Well, I'm on board 100%. I'm going to look more into it. What's the first thing you mentioned again?
The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, that's kind of like my go-to recommendation. I mean, obviously there are other groups, so if you're interested in like homeschooling or if you're interested in gun rights, you know, there's some great groups that are specific groups on those. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance looks at all these different issues. They look at every piece of legislation. They review it. They also give a grade, like a report card, to every single one of the 400 state representatives here in New Hampshire on a yearly basis. So they've got some pretty big tasks that they need help with, and you know, it's always hard to find volunteers. I mean, just in general, even when you're here in New Hampshire, it's still a challenge to, you know, to find people to step up and help out. And if you get the chance to come up and visit someday, you ought to anyway, you know, just if you can, because it's fun to come up here and, you know, get to meet Roger or whatever. He's out on the Seacoast. We're out here on the west side of New Hampshire, and it's a pretty cool thing. And eventually your kids will grow up, and then you're going to need to retire somewhere. So, you know, you can come up here then.
That's a good point.
Thanks,
Jay. Why don't y'all pick such a cold place, man? But, hey, yeah.
Oh, good question.
I'll look into it, man.
I'll address the cold thing after he goes.
Yeah, well, we'll hang up the phone and we'll answer the question about the cold here in a moment. Thank you for the call. Yeah, I don't like being cold. I'm from Florida originally, so I'm skinny, and I don't like
being
cold.
First, we have heaters.
Second,
look, I get it. I'm not thrilled. It's not cold that bothers me, by the way. It's the ice that falls from the sky and then collects on the ground.
Slipping on that ice is the worst.
It's really not. Snow, all of it. Snow, picking it up, moving it.
That doesn't bug me.
It doesn't bother
That's
you.
That's just a chore.
It bothers me.
That's a chore.
It's a
falling
chore.
Falling on the ice
is a different chore.
Painful.
In Florida, you don't mow the grass very much during the winter.
That's true.
In New Hampshire, you must shovel the snow.
Yeah.
So if you don't shovel the snow, you're going to die. So
there's a lot more mowing of grass in Florida, though, than there is in New Hampshire.
Probably more. That'd be my guess.
It's almost year-round in Florida. There's only a short period of time where it really isn't something you have to do.
Either way, the cold, but people want to live in Florida, right? That's why all the Yankees moved down. And that thus must mean that people don't want to live in places where it's cold. Well, New Hampshire actually has a net increase in people coming into the state, but it isn't much of one. And I say, good. I'm glad when people leave, because then it's just more statists heading down to Florida.
Most of the time it is, although some of them are libertarian activists who just couldn't hack it up here. Those people tend to leave as well.
They're moving to mom's house, though.
Let's go to Janine in the tri-state area of Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Janine.
Hello, I am a small business owner, and at the end of the day, when I'm wrapping things up, I tune in and listen to you guys. And
Thank
the
you.
Owner of KTOX, Steve Rubens,
yeah.
needs a big pat on the back. You guys are awesome. You're insightful.
Aww.
You're informative. You're humorous.
Thank
Johnson's
you.
Johnson's mother must love him to the moon and back.
What's the name of your business? What do you do?
Things.
What's your
great
packing up
Great intelligence is displayed in like by great kindness, and Ian has learned to be more kind to Sarah. You guys are got it.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you for that, Janine. Mark, you had a question?
Yeah, what kind of business do you do?
I own a shop called the Dusting Witch Gallery. I'm a professional artist.
Oh, cool.
Dusting
this is
Witch
tenth
Gallery.
My 10th year in business.
Congratulations, 10 years in business. Most of them don't make it 5, so that's pretty impressive.
I get a whole lot of help and support from my family. I had raised 5 children and worked for United Parcel Service for many years. And anyways, I'm going to get off. I just wanted to give you guys great kudos.
Hey, do us a favor. I don't know if Steve's listening tonight, so, you know, if you've ever
called.
Will be. Well, I don't know about that, Mark.
I heard a complaint and just could not. Be quiet, so that's why somebody's got to know.
Well, do me a favor. Give Steve a call during the week and just tell him thanks. Because, you know, it's always nice to hear a positive comment. If you're a programmer, if you're a radio station owner, most of the calls you get from listeners are going to be the grumpy people who are calling in and they're upset about something. It's very rare.
I give you all great kudos. You guys are growing day by day as far as your humanity and the way you speak. Anyways, I'm going to be quiet.
Thank you, Janine.
Phone.
I know you're busy. I appreciate the call tonight. And if you get a chance, call Steve directly and tell him thanks.
That's true for everybody.
Okay.
Yep, you got
thanks.
It. Because it matters. It makes a big difference. I mean, if you're a programmer and you're sitting in your office and you've got all kinds of problems, right? Like, you know, we all have problems to deal with. There's always some kind of fire to put out when you're in business. Something's going on. If you're running a business, your employee didn't show up, you got to find somebody to cover. There's, you know, some phone got disconnected. Whatever it is, there's always something going on. And then the last thing you need is some jackball on the line chewing you out because he doesn't like some opinion that your afternoon drive host has. Because we're afternoon drive out there on the West Coast. Well, I don't like those boys in the afternoon, blah, blah.
That doesn't mean you shouldn't give your opinion.
Yeah.
You should call the show and give your opinion.
He did. Wasn't worth listening to, but he did.
That guy had guts.
Yeah.
And we've said it multiple times. That guy had guts.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, that for every one of him, there's 10 that calls the station and says, that goes behind our backs and doesn't even address the issues. How am I going to know how to improve if you don't tell me?
All right, 855, 450, free. Anyways, nice calls are unheard of.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at freeross.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Bitcoin .com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey. He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Anarchapulco is coming up in February. We went this year, and it was the biggest one ever this year.
By a good margin.
Next year is, I'm just going to go ahead and predict this because it seems pretty safe at this point, is going to be even bigger. Not only have they reserved the largest space at this amazing resort that they have on the beach in Acapulco, I mean, they were in a big space before with 1,700 people. This year, they're going to be in the 3,000-person space coming up in 2019. They filled that 1,700-person space this year, and already over 1,500 tickets have been sold for 2019. So we're well on track to hit another record attendance at Anarchapulco. This is a great event full of all kinds of wonderful people, not just the big speakers. I mean, they got big. It doesn't get bigger than Ron Paul. They got Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Judge Napolitano, he's huge. Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, so many wonderful speakers. But also, it's about the people who are there, the people that you get to network with, the people that you get to meet for the first time, or maybe for, you know, multiple times. Maybe you've met them before, you get to see some old friends. So come on out. It's a great event. We've gone now, 2 years in a row, and then you went to the first one, I think, Mark. You were at the inaugural.
Yeah, I hate that I missed 1 year.
And then we've been going ever since.
It's been a great event.
It has been great. We recommend it. Anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL. You've gotten a report that other Free Talk Live listeners have signed up already for tickets.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to everybody who has. And please continue signing up. We'd love to have a nice big FTL contingent there.
That's fun stuff. Anarchapulco.com. Code FTL gets you that 15% off. The dates. You need to know the dates. Mark this off on your calendar right now. February 14th through the 17th in 2019 in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. February 14th through the 17th. Go to anarchapulco.com. As we go to Gene, he's the Christian anarchist on our Discord chat. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, well, your mother wears combat boots.
Yeah, what about it?
She wears those sass loafers, just so you know.
Very
sensible.
Well, the combat boots can be useful at times.
Indeed.
I wanted to talk about Cody Wilson and his little problem.
Yeah, okay, Cody Wilson, let's do a brief recap here for listeners who maybe are just tuning in. They haven't listened in the last week. They don't know what's going on. Does somebody want to take a crack at the recap? I'm happy to do it, but I've been doing it for the last week, so if somebody wants to do a fresh recap.
Cody Wilson, the guy from Defense Distributed, the creator of the Liberator gun, the 3D printable
gun. World's first 3D printable gun.
Has apparently gone on a website called something like SugarDaddyMeat.com.
M-E-E-T, by the way.
Yeah. as an opportunity to meet a young lady whom I'm going to go ahead and say, at this point we have no evidence that he knew was below the age of 18. And the
In fact,
site,
the evidence to the contrary. She was on that site.
She was on that site, which suggests that you need to be 18. We don't know what kind of vetting, obviously Cody Wilson doesn't either, what kind of vetting they go through.
Probably none.
Apparently, coitus occurred and money changed hands. That was the purpose of the site. And then now Texas has put out a warrant for him for something like some charge that sounds
sexual assault.
Yeah,
sexual
by the way, assault. It's a site for women who are seeking gifts, not a site for prostitution.
That's right.
Yes.
It's totally
completely different.
And so he was arrested.
It basically is, because it puts it in the same category as basically any man who's in a relationship.
Right. Except that, you know, the idea is it's not a real relationship. It's paying for, basically, attention from a young
But there's
woman.
No agreed-upon rate, so...
Purportedly.
No.
That, at least...
I mean, if you go out on a date to dinner, that's more agreed-upon than the random amount of money being given out by somebody who just decides to do something after the fact.
Yeah, that's the thing that's not clear from the police report. And you would think that if there was some sort of money that was agreed upon in advance, they would have said that, and they didn't. Yeah. In the police report, or in the affidavit to arrest Cody Wilson, they did state that he had paid her after $500. So after the alleged sex, he allegedly paid
her
$500.
Gifted her $500.
Okay, whatever. But it wasn't said that that was in return for some sort of service.
Right.
It wasn't said that that was a deal beforehand. So they didn't charge him, at least yet, with any prostitution so-called crimes. The so-called crime was sexual assault, and that makes it sound like there was an actual, like, I don't know, violent victim
it
kind
sure
of
does.
Thing. When, in fact, it's just part of the sexual assault law that has specific section that says, you have committed sexual assault if you have any kind of sexual intercourse and or touching of a person who's under the age of 17 in Texas, because they say that those people under the age of 17 cannot legally consent, so therefore a crime. And now here we are today, where Cody's been arrested. He was bailed out, I think, yesterday.
And he has since resigned as the chairman or CEO of Defense Distributed.
That was the update I was going to share tonight. Yeah. That is the latest in the news here. And the claim is that he will not have any role at the company anymore, according to a press conference today.
But I think, and obviously that he did that to separate himself from Defense Distributed so they can continue doing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So I can understand that he did that, why he did that. Maybe in the future he'll go back into it or into something similar to it. But the point that I wanted the thing I wanted to do was give my prediction about what's going to happen here, because I've been watching a lot of these government attacks against people that are against the government. Mm-hmm. And Cody Wilson certainly falls into that category, and so do I. And I've known people like Irwin Schiff who have been attacked and basically destroyed.
Sure. Irwin Schiff died in prison.
Yes.
For advocating for tax freedom.
This girl had to be over 18. Either that or she had to have fake ID, because you can't get on that website if you don't provide some form of government ID.
Really?
You're over 18.
You've tried signing up as a female?
No, I mean, I'm assuming, but, you know.
Whoa, wait. Have you tried signing up as a male?
I have not.
Okay, well, then you're completely speculating on this. I can tell you this. I have not signed up for that website.
They're going to have to. Legally, they're going to have to.
Why?
Because if somebody is offering their wares on an adult website, they're going to be responsible for guaranteeing that they're over 18.
It's not their responsibility. Yes, it's not their responsibility at all. Every dating site, I'm on a couple different dating sites right now, and they've never asked me for any identification whatsoever. It's just an email, and then you put, you know, put your pictures on.
Yeah, but you're not offering wares. You're not offering.
I can see why you believe it, Gene. At this point, we don't have any evidence to back up what you say.
It's not hard. I mean, somebody could go there right now and try to sign up and see if there's
I'm
any
scared kind of... to death that my wife would find out I've been on the site. No, thank you.
Okay, then have your wife sign up.
There you go. Sugar baby.
She's not about this.
If she was $1,000 an hour, she might change her mind.
Just have her do it as an experiment to see. Anyway, but I think what's going to happen in the future here is we're going to find out that all of these charges are absolutely baseless. We're probably going to find out the girl is 19 years old.
Come on. Why would they bring a charge of sexual assault if the charging claimant or whatever, this supposed victim, was 19?
I don't know. They're going to come up with some twisted response saying, well, we thought she was 17 at the time. The counselor said she was under blah, blah,
I mean,
the
cops are screw-ups. There's no doubt about it. They can screw up a case. I mean, I agree with you
and
there.
Not only are they screw-ups, but they jump without checking things. And I guarantee you...
This would be a huge screw-up for them to make, to actually get the age of this girl wrong. The one main fact that they would... The entire case, the crux, if you will, of this case.
Cody is a crypto-anarchist. He knows the government is out to get him. There's no way.
So you don't believe he would have done this? Come on, hang on, Gene. We can bring you back. We've got more to say here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
For accusers of Bill Cosby, a long journey to justice has finally ended. He was sentenced to prison for the 2004 sexual assault of Andrea Constand. The sentence was handed down by Judge Stephen O'Neill, who presided over both the two trials that Cosby faced. He gave 81-year-old Cosby 3 to 10 years. In his reading of the sentence, O'Neill told Cosby that no one is above the law.
He used his acting skills and had an endearing TV personality to win over his victims and then keep them silent about what he did to them.
District Attorney Kevin Steele.
Finally, Bill Cosby has been unmasked, and we have seen the real man as he is headed off to prison.
Accusers in the courtroom were hugging and sobbing when the prison term was finally read aloud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll-free, bring up what you want here. We're talking about the Sugar Daddy website that was allegedly accessed by Cody Wilson from Defense Distributed that purportedly allowed him to meet a 16-year-old young lady who then ostensibly met him in a hotel room, or met him, they went to the hotel room together, allegedly had some kind of sex. And then he drove her to a Whataburger and dropped her off there. A matter of a month or so later, Austin police issued a warrant for his arrest after a apparently some kind of a counselor contacted the police, allegedly on behalf of this young woman. And they're claiming this was so-called sexual assault, which is, of course, an actual insult to anybody who's actually been assaulted in a violent sexual encounter. This was a completely consensual act conducted by two people who were consenting with one another, but somehow, and we're still not sure exactly how it is, this counselor found out about this. You know, did this girl, did she actually hate Cody? Did she hate gun rights, and that's why she went after Cody?
We don't know anything.
We don't know how all this ended up falling apart, but right now he's facing a felony charge. Could be up to 20 years in prison, according to media sources on this story. And Gene, the Christian anarchist, is back with us here. Gene, you had alleged that this website, SugarDaddyMeat.com, was a site that one could possibly get into, you would have to show some sort of proof of ID. And I said, I don't believe it. Daryl was listening to our conversation in the other room, and he actually took the time to sign up as a female on Sugar Daddy Meat and said there's absolutely no check whatsoever, besides you have to check a box that certifies that you're over the age of 18, and you have to type in your age in order to sign up. That is it.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
It's amazing to me, too.
It's not amazing to me.
I can't believe that. But, I mean, I believe
it. It's that way with all dating websites.
But that's what this is, though. This is a dating website as opposed to a prostitution website.
That's all it is.
But it's a dating website functioning as a prostitution website. It's confusing.
But don't worry. There's no escort services allowed here. They make it very clear when you sign up. This is not for prostitution. This is not for escort. This is just for sugar
daddies. I mean, you could say the same thing about Tinder, then. I mean, if you're saying it's a dating website functioning as a prostitution website. Yeah, because dating websites, a lot of the times, the point is for people to meet up and have sex.
Sorry, Gene, but and on Tinder, since you brought it up, there are girls who will simply say in their profile, looking for a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
That's all their profile says.
So anyway, this is still my prediction. I'm going to predict. Yep. I'm going out on a limb, and only future is going to tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Yep.
But I'm going to say that this girl is actually of age. They're going to have to eventually drop the charges. The whole thing was a plot by the government to get Cody in prison.
Wow.
in the hopes that here's the whole reason they wanted him locked up, and he bailed out somehow, and they probably didn't.
He bailed out on $150,000 bail.
Right. Doesn't matter what it could have been, $2 million, but they did not want him to bail out. They wanted him locked up.
So they would have raised the bail then, and I actually thought they were going to, since he had run to Taiwan, but he ran
probably,
to Taiwan. Go ahead.
That's probably some little detail that they didn't manage to lock down in time.
Could be.
He got bailed out before they had a chance to raise his bail.
Could be.
But what they wanted him to be locked up with a bunch of rough, tough guys. They're going to say, there's that chomo. And they're going to beat the crap out of him.
What's a chomo?
Child molester, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I had never heard that.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, here's what I want to know. Mark, you were actually in prison. Were you in there with any guys who had sexual assault charges in regards to a 16-year-old female?
Lots of them, yeah.
And how were they treated?
If the worst thing is that you'd hear about somebody's charges and you just wouldn't talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
I did see on a circumstance where one guy apparently was, the story was that he had molested his sons. Mm-hmm. And somebody was confronting him, and he said, "My boys loved me." And the guy hit him right in the face.
Ooh.
And he was an older guy. You're just hitting an old man.
That's different than a 16-year-old, young lady consenting
I don't think that there's. Yeah, I would say that the prison population is more likely to have had sex with a 16-year-old than
Here's what's happened in the last 5 years. And I don't know if you guys were not paying attention to the news media, or you're just out of touch. But
I will admit I'm out of touch. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, child molester has been elevated to the point of being a Hitler, basically. So if you're in prison and you have that label, you are going to get killed if you're ever
alone. But that's
left
what I'm saying. These guys aren't going to be labeled a child molester in prison. That's what I was asking Mark about, teenage young ladies.
It doesn't matter. They're going to say, well, there's Cody, and he's a child molester. They're going to say that. I've seen it online already. I've seen the people.
If you want somebody beat up in prison, you don't have to go through the system.
You just hire somebody.
You just say, hey, look.
But the government uses this. This is the new Scarlet Letter. Have you guys ever read the book Scarlet Letter?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the new Scarlet Letter. This is how the government silences people they want silenced. They're going to put sex charges on them.
I don't think this is a new thing in prison in the last.
Low.
Yeah, I don't. I'm sorry.
No, he's talking about silencing. So yes, Cody Wilson could very well be silenced on the outside after this. I'm just saying.
He certainly hasn't tweeted since he got out.
If somebody in authority in the Austin City Jail, Austin mm-hmm. County Jail wants to, I don't know what county Austin's in.
Travis, I think.
Travis County Jail wants to have Cody Wilson beat up. They don't have to go through any gesticulations around child molestation or anything like that. They can say, here's a carton of cigarettes, and it's done.
Yeah.
Right, but it's not just being beat up. It's being brought down and taken all of your credibility away. That is the point. It's to totally destroy somebody.
Well, if it turns out that she is 19, as you're predicting here, if she's actually over the age of 17, then exactly. They will lose their case, and he won't
end up
behind
bars.
That's
why they wanted him beat up and killed as soon as possible.
You think that's going to happen in county jail?
Well,
it doesn't work that way. Look, Gene, okay, I certainly have not spent as much time in, you know, behind bars as Mark has, but I've been to county jail before. These are short-timers. The people in county jail are people who are going to get out, likely. You know, either they're being held for a potential trial for a longer time. That's certainly possible. But most of them, the ones that are sentenced there, are there for less than a year. Most of them probably don't want to get involved in, you know, regular fights or irregular fights because they know it's going to bring extra charges and keep them on the inside more, you know, for a longer period of time. It's probably safer to be in some county jails than it is to be in prison. But either way,
I was in the most violent prison in the state of Florida by number of incidences, and no one was ever killed.
Yeah, and on top of that, either way, it's going to be a different treatment for somebody who's actually a child molester. You know, if they go in there and they say Cody is a child molester, and then, you know, Cody's like, well, no, she wasn't a child, she was, you know, 16. Then, like you said, Mark, many of these guys in prison probably have had a, you know, intercourse or relationship with a teenage girl at some point. Didn't you just say that?
It's awfully presumptive to think they're going to give someone
to
explain it. Well, look, when I was in jail, there was actually two guys in my cell block who one of them was accused of actual child molestation. He was at a camp that was owned by his parents. He was one of the counselors, and he allegedly cornered a 7 or 8, 9 year old girl in some kind of a garden, you know, like a greenhouse or something, and forced his way on her. And then there was another guy who was alleged to have had sex with like his 15 or 16 year old cousin. And the guy that was the actual child molester, he was not talked to at all, and he was looked down upon by the other people in the prison. He sat alone for, you know, for lunch, sat alone for dinner, and people, you know, talked about him behind his back. He didn't actually get in any fights because, again, it's just jail. But the guy who ostensibly had sex with, you know, the teenage girl, he was working with us in the kitchen. There really wasn't any S talk about that guy. So,
well, I just Googled inmates killed in county jail, and there's a whole
bunch. It happens. Hey, thank you for the call tonight, Gene. I appreciate hearing from you, but you know, he's got money, so he got out real fast. I mean, he probably wasn't even in anything more than the booking area. You know, they booked him, he got fingerprinted, he paid his $150,000 through his lawyer, and he was out.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Distracted by the conversation we're having in the studio tonight.
Well, we got to tell them what it is.
We have to tell them what it is. So we're talking. It was prison story time, and Mark.
Well, we're talking about jail.
Right, right. Mark had. Thank you to our board operators for covering with the whatever generic music that was. Mark, you were talking about a prison prank. Actually, what led to the discussion was Daryl came in to ask us if we knew about what food loaf was. And I had not heard of food loaf, but you had.
Yes, I'd heard of food loaf, but he asked me if I had ever seen anyone served food loaf. Yeah. And I told him that's the sort of thing that somebody would get in confinement, not in general population. Well, I spent, out of the 8.5 years that I was in prison, I spent 3.5 days
in confinement,
and those were unjust.
I had mentioned a story, and this can be covered at some point, but just mentioned the fact that apparently Texas prisons are now denying dentures to inmates with no teeth by claiming that chewing isn't a medical necessity. So they're just blending all the food together. And here's your smoothie.
Really?
Right.
Together.
And that is, as far as I'm concerned, cruel and unusual punishment. I mean, if you're going to just put all their food into a blender.
That's awful. Awful.
I'm not saying that prisons should be nice places.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm saying. If you take bad people and you put them with other bad people, and you treat them all very badly in a bad place, and then you let them out some years later, and you expect them to act good, you're a fool. The reason that we have high, among the reasons that we have high recidivism rates in this country is the way that people are treated, dehumanized in prison. You dehumanize someone, and then expect them to get out and act human is stupid. It is inhumane.
Yeah, treat somebody with a little bit of dignity, with some respect, and maybe they won't turn into an absolute scumbag later on.
Right, but speaking of scumbags, the prison in which I was incarcerated, which is now rubble, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I went there. I got one of the rocks in one of the buildings, the building I used to work in. I just grabbed a rock from the site and you know, knew where it was, and it was in the general vicinity of where I'd spent a lot of time.
A lot of time.
So it was a piece of a concrete block.
Right.
One of the pastimes was putting up, rigging up the doors, which were practically designed. I think the architect must have had this in mind, it seems like. Practically designed to make it easy to put a glass full of urine above the door for when the officer walked into the quad, and then they would be doused with this.
How many times did this happen?
Dozens.
Over the 9 years that you were there?
Yes. Wow. And different, more often in different quads than others. There'd be ones you'd be in and it wouldn't happen at all for, you know, a year.
Yeah.
Others would be, oh, let's do this again. It's been a whole 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when this occurs, they do the standard kindergarten punishment.
Everybody gets locked down.
Everybody put your head down on your desk, right? So everybody gets locked down,
Complete
silence. You must sit on your bed. You may not recline on your bed. You must sit on your bed facing the wall. And then sometimes they tell you you read a book, and sometimes they wouldn't.
Wow.
Depending on how they would.
It really is a kindergarten punishment.
It sucked. Well, but kindergartners would be told to put their heads down for a minute.
Yeah.
This is for hours and sometimes days for the quad.
Yeah.
Because it's only the quad that did it, right?
Well, someone in the quad. That
someone
did
in
it,
the quad.
Nobody's going to rat.
The
right?
Oh, please.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the rat, basically, it got to the point where, look, stop doing this. We're ratting. You know? So I never did, personally, that I can think of.
You never ratted, or you never put the glass of pee up on the
door? I never did either.
Okay.
If you want to do something to the guard, go do something to the guard, you big coward. You know? I mean, please, you can beat this. You can kill them off behind the way this place was set up. You could have killed these guys if you wanted to. But instead, they act like cowards and dump urine on their heads.
Well, you're not going to. Probably not going to stay in prison for the rest of your life if you just dump some pee.
No, instead you're going to get beat up by a bunch of inmates who are very unhappy for being treated like kindergartners.
Right.
And so that's what the whole goal was, and that's what happened. And really the best thing to do is to stop doing this, stop behaving in that fashion. But I know that they were snitched on multiple occasions because you couldn't do this without being seen. The door was right out there in the middle of God and everything, right? And, you know, you may be able to have it so the officer doesn't see, but you're not going to have it so the 20 inmates living in a quad aren't going to see.
Let's go to your calls here. Your thoughts are welcome. David in New Mexico on the the Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And a nice segue. Speaking of scumbags, I thought I'd call in and give you the opportunity to scrape the bottom of the barrel and talk to a horrible chronic caller.
I don't think you're a horrible chronic caller. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. One down.
I don't think you're a horrible caller, but you are chronic.
I don't really know because I haven't really had to experience your calls very often.
There's nothing inherently wrong with being a chronic caller, but it does result on this show in being deprioritized as far as taking calls are concerned.
So I automatically assume, though, that since you think that you're a horrible caller, that you probably are.
No, he was referencing the statement Mark made earlier about chronic callers.
I made a statement earlier.
Oh,
that's why.
Why's Johnson getting all the credit and I'm getting all the blame?
I don't remember. I can't tell you apart.
Johnson's psychoanalytic abilities are flawed, but we'll let him stay in that delusion because it's helpful. The I'll jump on that segue.
Go ahead.
That's cool. We can have a fun psychoanalytic debate, which I will bury you in if you allow the time.
You sound very angry. I don't think that it takes a genius to figure out what's going on here. It's not like I need a degree in psychology. I don't need to spend 8 years in college.
Let me just talk over Johnson because he's kind of wasting your time.
Go for it.
Johnson, if you just take a nap for a moment, please. So let me jump on Ian's segue there. Chronic
caller.
Tell
me about your mother.
I got other. Can you shut up a minute?
It's funny. Come on.
That was funny.
Yeah. I didn't even hear what you said because you were trying to talk over me just like government workers do. They'll interrupt you right in the middle of their sentence and you won't hear what the hell they said because they couldn't keep their mouth shut until somebody was done talking. That's what you just did. Are you still there? Over.
So what I would say in regards to that is that the way we have the microphones set up, the broadcast and the most important part, the listeners can hear.
Okay. Well, anyway, let me continue. Let me jump on the bait that Ian threw out there. Let me skip all the other actual things of substance that I wanted to talk about. And
yeah, just pick one thing. That's all we have time for.
2.5 minutes.
I'll just talk, and you have a dump button, and you'll just use it. And you'll,
no,
and
no, we only use the dump button on somebody who puts our station's licenses in jeopardy, and you've never done that.
I'm sorry. Maybe
you're talking
I don't
about
have
talking.
The,
please, yeah, it's just really talk.
Maybe I'm,
repetitive.
Yeah, maybe I'm not a professional broadcaster, and I don't
Did
know.
Did you call to complain tonight? Because that's all you've done so far. Do you actually have something you wanted to talk about? Because we should get to it.
Will you quit wasting the airtime, Ian? Let me finish. Right. We'd be just about done with this call.
I thought you just said you weren't a professional broadcaster. How can you evaluate that?
We're done with you. I'm actually going to put James on in Arizona now.
Oh, God.
James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Hello.
I love how you never call Levi Jean a chronic caller. Is he like a tramper platinum 10 times over or something to you guys?
Levi Jean? Oh, is that your name for Jean the Christian Anarchist?
Levite.
It's a Levite. Okay.
Yeah, it's a reference to the parable of the Good Samaritan.
I see, right, because you claim he's not a good Christian on the Discord chat.
He is not.
When, in fact, you're
he
actually the one who's a terrible Christian.
Never claimed to be a Christian.
James and Scott should get together and do their own show.
James and Scott?
Never claimed to be Christian. I was raised Christian. Never claimed to be Christian. I was raised Roman Catholic.
I thought you said you were a Catholic.
Yeah, Roman Catholic and Christian are totally two different things. If you know anything about...
So wait, you're not a Catholic?
Anyway,
are you a Catholic now?
The crime and the punishment is what it's all... It's referred to crime and punishment for a reason, Mark Edgington.
Are you a Catholic now? That's what I
want to
know.
I want to talk about what I called in to talk about, which I've been hold on for 35 minutes, maybe 45, actually. Crime and punishment. And Bill Cosby is going to hopefully die where Mark Edgington belongs, between cement blocks and bars. And anybody... If they were your female loved one that was date raped by Bill Cosby, you hearing anybody say that he should die under mansion arrest is a grotesque injustice, just like the...
You know, at least he got to his point faster than David in New Mexico. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Extract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.